Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Office Hours. This episode 276. You never hear me do that. You never hear me use the number. That's right. This is the 276th Office Hours live broadcast. Unbelievable, considering that number is. We're on our way to 300. Looks like we're going to hit 300 sometime. I'm going to say next year. I'm trying to figure out that math. Seeming like
halfway through the year we'll hit it.
Halfway through, so next summer we're looking at 300, and that's going to be massive. It is, by the way, November 16th, in case everyone can't open their calendar app on their iPhone.
We should start doing seasons.
Huh?
We should do seasons.
Well, we were playing around with that at some point.
Like, what season are we on now?
Well, we're in the fall.
Well, come on now.
Come on now.
7th or 8th, maybe?
I think you can break things out like this. I think you got that. Season one is really just me on my own. Then you got season two, and we introduce Doug and Vic. I don't know who came in first. Did you come in first?
Doug.
Doug came in first. Doug.
Dog.
And then that's season three at the old office,
one
Abso office.
Two Mississippi.
All right, enough. I'm putting a ban on number crap. Or at least be more judicious.
Huh?
And then?
This can't be about talking about numbers.
Season four begins the COVID era with Matt coming in. Producer Matt, Captain Carlin.
Remember this
your
drop?
Service.
I'll start fucking banning people from Patreon.
Yes, that introduces Patreon. Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive is where you can support the show.
Well, Tim, we had that. We had the one at my house that we filmed.
That right.
That was big time.
That was basically like when the Beatles went on the roof.
Is that a season?
A full season right
well,
there.
Well, no, that was an era. That was
right. I'm putting it to you. Who's our number one Office Hours head out there? You define the seasons. I think that puts us, I'm going to guess, I'm going to take a stab at the dark and say we're at season 7. Huh? Huh? No, we got weather report real quick here. We've what was that? Can I hear that one again?
Yeah.
Where is that from?
Yeah.
That's
Brett Weinbach.
Really? little bit of business I want to get through right now. First of all, weather. We had tremendous rain yesterday, and it looks like we're getting more rain tomorrow and through the weekend here. We're getting an atmospheric river, which I predicted. I want everyone to go back and listen to episode 212, I believe. And you'll hear me. If you go back, I think it's an hour at the 54-minute mark, I say on November 16th of 2023.
When the rain comes.
Oh, there
Tim
you go.
Tim will know it's here.
So my predictions are correct. But on the show today, zooming in from London, England, is Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr showing up a little late for the Now and Then music video. They're going to do some reshoots and re-release, get him in Paul's studio.
Get him in a
no, it's
clothing.
Uba Butler.
I'm warning you with peace and
Ringo Starr.
Umi Butler. Umi Butler's calling in, yeah. He's got a little movie he's put out on the BBC, on the Channel 4, on the tube. He's put it out, yeah. It's a movie about Amazon, okay? So, you know, it's not very nice. Amazon, bad company. You use them every day, don't you, Vic?
You know what?
No, you're weaning off.
I got rid of Prime.
I signed up for Nile.com.
You don't need
Doug,
it.
Have you been on Nile.com
yet?
That's
the new one.
Nile's unbelievable.
But it's the first time I ordered something not using Prime. It takes like 6-7 days to get there. So they do it on purpose.
We're going to find out what's the matter with Amazon and how do we wean off the addiction. And then later...
What about Mississippi?
One Mississippi.
Oh, we could keep going down rivers if you want. You want to go down that river?
Well, I just wanted to have this my river drop.
One better than going up the river. Mississippi.
That's true, Matt. Without a paddle. Bass check? Can I get a bass check? It's coming in good.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of bass, we've got... I'm looking at a bass 6 right here, Vic.
What's looking good?
I'm looking at a bass 6.
I don't know what that is.
You know what a bass 6 is?
A Fender bass 6? Oh, that's the guitar. It's like a lower...
I think I'm looking at a... that tremolo guitar.
Where's that Vic Vision?
Isn't that a tremolo guitar?
Well, we got Anna Managuchi here. Anna Managuchi. We got Anna Managuchi. The full band set. I don't know if you saw my pre-show on Instagram, but the whole band is here. They got the drums. I'm looking at it right now. This
Vic,
band.
I think you just turned it off.
Oh, great. Forget it.
Oh, my God.
How did I turn it off?
I don't know. You touched it.
And we're introducing a new segment.
You're handed over.
Damn it.
Doesn't matter.
What's the new segment?
The new segment is, who's going to get the hammer?
Oh, shit.
Is it going to be Matt?
Not again.
We deserve
it. Is this the beat for the segment?
It's the hammer beat, yeah.
Who's going to get the hammer? Said, who's going to get... Is it going to be Vic? Is he going to get hit in the head with his hammer today?
Well, look, Tim. If you do it in the...
Image, oh, yeah, if you do it...
Oh, I don't have my image up.
Do it like a little more.
A little more.
Right? A little more.
Further. There it is.
A little higher. There it is. No.
If you want me to. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Wes. Now I can really do it. Can you get sound effects or not?
Oh, I can.
Let me get it.
I'm going to give you the real hammer.
I'm enjoying the visual of it.
It's not the right.
Go.
Let me try you, Doug. That's it. Wait, you can't both be doing it.
Sorry.
My head's like an empty skull in his.
Ready, room. Ready, Doug?
Yeah.
That looks real. Ready? Not the slap, though. Give me like a clank. Like a clank. Like a metal clank, because your head's made of metal. No. This is a little bit like, well, you want to stink? You want to smell? You want to smell? You want to whiff, Doug?
Yeah. Hold on.
All right. Vic, how's she smell?
I never injected it, and we sniffed.
Stop talking about it. Stop sniffing. Playing John doing heroin.
Sniffing. We sniffed a little.
Oh, jeez.
Take a whiff.
All right.
Let me take one more sniff. Wait, one more.
Here's a part coming up, especially for you.
We need a laugh track.
There we go. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's just take a quick call from somebody, Matt, somebody that's dying to speak. I always like to check in with the audience, make sure everybody's healthy and happy.
Let's go to the hotline. We got a bone pick.
What is this? This is interesting, Matt. Why? This is the ranch water.
That was a sample.
It was a sample.
Probably.
Okay.
So it's like rubbed off. Steve, you got a bone to pick?
So you're drunk, Tim?
Hello, Steve?
Is the hotline working? Oh,
hi,
man.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there we can hear you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How can I help you?
Quickly, I just want to begin by thanking the Trinity and the amazing work that you guys have been doing. Doug, your commercials have been amazing lately. Book on a Stick in particular has been great.
Doug gets my Employee of the Month award this month. Sorry.
Book on a Stick of all of the ones that I've been cranking out. That's
okay.
You know what? That's great to know that you like that one, because I thought that was like at the bottom of the pile.
You don't have to go. You don't have to do so good.
No, it's hilarious.
All right. Now, how can I help you?
And quickly, Vic, I love the Joel hole, so thank you so much.
Oh, thank
the
you.
The bone, Tim, that I have to pick
of course
with
it's
you.
Me.
Well, not necessarily you, but I think the audience that you attract, week after week, I'm listening to your wonderful show, and someone calls in from a warehouse or a brewery or a distillery
yeah.
or a fucking
shop.
Candy shop from Portland. Enough. I'm here to say enough.
Well, where are you working?
And I'm here to represent the white-collar workers.
Yeah! All right. What kind of white-collar business are you doing?
Well, I am a therapist doing psychedelic-assisted therapy.
Oh, nice. God. Okay.
Now we're talking.
This is a medical professional.
Yeah.
Is that considered white collar? It's more like white. It's more like white lab coat.
Tie-dye collar.
Yeah, it is tie-dye collar.
You're not wearing a collar.
Or like a
Cosby
sweater.
Social work as well. So.
Well, that's terrific, friend. And let me just say this, and I only bring this up because I can tell you, this doesn't happen, this almost never happens. I'm walking down the street yesterday, going to lunch, walking across the street. I get, yo, Heidecker. I thought it's somebody I know. Yo, Heidecker. I look over, it's a dude in the car. He goes, yo, listen to this. Love office hours.
Oh.
Speeds away. Sometimes people say, I saw Tim once and he was a dick. I thought I knew the guy, so I was like yeah, I was sure. confused.
You forgot to be a dick, you're saying?
No, I didn't. I don't know how.
Yeah, what
I was almost like, I eventually got it together right at the end, and I go, thanks, brother. I do thanks, brother. If it's a guy.
The pounding.
Well, but that's nice. I thought that was nice to know.
All the best.
Have you ever yelled at a celebrity, Tim?
Well, do you know the story about me confronting Andrew Breitbart?
Oh, yes.
That was
That's
fun.
That's right.
When he was alive. He shortly died after that. Yeah, he had a heart attack right after that.
Took him out.
I saw him at one of those rallies, the, what was the Wall Street rallies? The Wall Street thing? Occupy Wall Street?
Occupy.
I saw him at one of those.
Occupy Wall Street.
I got there first. I didn't need you. Go take some fucking mushrooms, dude. And chill out.
Oh my word.
You're all over me.
He's the caller though.
You're like white on rice, dude. Just chill. I'm getting there. No, immediately goes, I'm working it out on my own, man.
An artist respects the silence, it serves as the foundation of creativity.
Anyways, I see Breitbart, and this is at the peak. I don't know. Breitbart was sort of like the Tucker Carlson or something. There was some real like dark, like almost like Alex Jonesy about him. I saw him right across the street. I go, hey, Breitbart, go fuck yourself.
He just got right to the point.
Yeah.
You and your fucking band are going to burn in hell.
Anyway, he died a couple weeks later of a heart attack.
A couple hours later.
My doctor said that's how I'm going to go. He called me yesterday.
He didn't say
called me out of the blue.
He didn't say
hey,
when.
Listen, how's it going, bud? I go, is there everything all right? He goes, yeah, I was just thinking about you. I'm looking at some of I was looking at your records, and my guess is you're going to go from a big old heart attack. I said, really? He goes, yep.
You sure that wasn't your psychic? What psychic do you go to?
I got a new psychic who I love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Madam George.
Oh, and she's got the house with the big hand on it?
Yeah. It's a neon.
Right. Yeah, I love that one.
In Highland Park.
It's on...
In the Highland Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on York. It's on York there.
She's fantastic.
But I say if you're in bad straits, always pray to God, but you've also got to imagine the spirit along the way.
Speaking of psychics.
Tim, my doctor said I should avoid eating this petrified bread. Yeah, my doctor's from Kaiser Permanente.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Forget it.
Oh, like, Kaiser.
Kaiser is like a bread roll.
Right,
and
right.
Permanente would be like it's, it's
I made a mistake. I was trying to go see my psychic, but I ended up going to see my sidekick. Which was you. Remember that? I went to your house?
Yeah. Oops.
Are you my sidekick? Or is Vic my sidekick?
Mm-mm.
No. Psych. You're your own men.
Psych, I think there's two of them.
You're your own men. Mm-hmm. You're your own men. All right. Well, thanks for the bone.
Is he still there? Just
thank
there.
You, Tim. Peace
I love, first of all, when I was giving him shit all for interrupting best. Me with the, you know what I loved? He's having a ball back.
He loves it.
He's laughing his head off.
It's a great, great show.
Thank I you, said Tim. Goodbye!
Like a wild oh, shoot!
Hanging around. My mind.
I did get sorry. Some crap from somebody. Listen to this. Can I talk about this, Matt?
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Sure. Yeah. It's your show.
That's our show, Matt. People have this idea that I'm in
That's
control.
That's your show. Go do what you want.
Can we talk about the Beach Boys?
Where'd it come from? Can we show it? Can we show the image of it?
No, well, listen, I posted this. It was very cute. I did this thing on Sunday with the Waxahachie. I sang Baba O'Reilly.
I saw that. That was very
it's
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
It was, the whole night was basically, it was this Vulture Fest, which I couldn't understand what the hell it was. I don't know what it was. It was just like a weekend of events and shows and panels and stuff. And this Vulture magazine who did this profile. You know, they're part of New York magazine. Okay, not the New Yorker.
Are they updating the profile on you now?
They should.
They should.
Amend it. Anyway, I was asked to do this show, and it was a musical show with Waxahachie, Katie Crutchfield?
I think it's Field.
Field and her sister Allison. I guess they used to sing together. Anyways, long story short, they had this show where it was pick a song that you loved when you were 16, and we'll play it with you, and you can play it. So it was me, Whitmer Thomas, Beth Stelling, Darcy Garden, bunch of great people. And I picked the Lemonheads, because I love the Lemonheads from when I was 16. Played the song Bit Part. And then at the end, I go over to rehearse with the band, and she goes, hey, by the way, we're doing Baba O'Reilly as our closer.
Yeah.
Would you want to sing it? Would you want to sing one of the parts or sing the opening verse or something? I go, that sounds like fun. What did I say? I mean, no, that's like, I'm too cool for that. Boom, boom. You got end whistle solo. And so I'm at this rehearsal. I'm like, it's pretty easy anyway. It's a pretty easy song to do. And they don't know I can sing like this. So I launch into, I go, out here in the fields. Now this crowd, you guys know I can do that. You guys know I could turn on my rock voice.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, a little grit.
I fall for my meals. I could dig in. So I'm like, I'm going full rock singer for this fucking thing. Do we have the actual video? I mean,
sure.
People have seen it, but I also, this is a long, kind of a long and winding road here, but I don't know what this was going to be.
Yeah, what was
like I said, I don't know this festival.
Right, right.
But all I know is that I know this New York magazine, Vulture World, there's going to be all this press. There's going to be all these like photo shoots. It's going to be filmed. And they're going to interview me and stuff. And so I'm like, I talked to Ellie, who's plays bass for this. She was the musical director for this. In the morning of, I was like, what should I wear for this? Because I don't want to look like a, I don't want to, yeah. I don't know what to, I never know what to wear, you know?
Wear a scarf that goes down to your
like,
ankle?
I don't want to, because I'm in a weird phase right now, right? Like, I lost some weight, might be coming back. I don't know.
This is weird.
And I'm like,
this
do I dress weird. Like I'm like a rocker? Do I dress nice? And I always think like, all right, well, if I'm gonna get my picture taken a bunch, I should look okay. I should put on a nice shirt or something. Okay.
Well, what'd you wear?
Well, it's hard to tell with this video if Matt can play. But
won't let me fast forward.
But anyway. So I just wear. I have this nice
just
dark
a button
shirt.
Down. You're looking
and
fine.
And then I have to now there's a thing happening in my life where I have to wear glasses because I had the lyrics there and I can't see now without the so and my hair I kind of suddenly my hair sudden starts parts in this way.
You're fine.
So no one's looking. No one cares. Well, I don't know.
No, but people are watching this video saying they look like this is like some kind of a church. Like I'm a church pastor.
Oh, well, that's not you. I think it's just more.
I could catch.
I
that.
See it. Yeah, it feels
it's
like
the angle of the camera more than
he looks like that guy that you were sending us.
What the hell's that guy's name?
That real wholesome guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that dude. Yeah.
Anyway,
smoking here.
Pull that up.
I have to say, yeah, but, really.
Go ahead.
I like the glasses, Tim.
Thank you.
Just go with them. It's fine.
I'm self-conscious about it. But then people start, you know, the comments. This guy and I got rid of this guy because I can't stand him, but he goes,
the one guy,
LOL, Sauce Boy sucks, I won't lie, you need to stick to your lane. Now, I've been making fun of that idea for years, stick to my lane. You could be a great character actor in feature films. Well, I am. All the power to you, but I don't know why anyone would pay for this. And then, LOL, Real bands exist for a reason.
Oh, shit.
And then he takes a dig at Eric and me. He says, I prefer Jaime's fake culinary to Tim's fake musical. Both sus. And powered by you, the voyeur. Which is, he's replying to somebody else. And that guy's Cameron _Billen on Instagram. He's chiming in all
Someone's
over the place.
Kill him.
I blocked him, though.
Fucking cunt!
I'm done with that fucking guy. Let me just do shit. Like, who gives
the
a
best,
shit?
The best, though, is like to mute those people, and then they just keep posting, and no one can see them.
That is more fun. But I was so mad at him.
Just let him go for
anyway,
years.
Anyway, we got to keep the show on schedule today. I'm sorry. I went on. I told Matt. I said I don't have anything to go. I don't have anything to talk about.
You're talking
today.
About some things now, or did you just run out?
No, I'm just saying. Like I didn't think I had anything to get off my chest, and here I am, 20 minutes into
there
the
it
show.
Is. Yeah. The city of
the day. Thank you. Well, the city of the day is brought to you by Tastington, the tasting robot. Do you like trying new types of food but are scared of what they might taste like? Well, now there's Tastington, the Tastington robot. Tastington will learn your food preferences via Bluetongue technology, and soon he'll know exactly what you like and you'll never waste a bite. It's easy. Just ask him questions. Try it out, Vic.
Hey, Tastington, will I like the French fries?
Yes.
Hey, Tastington, will I like the peanut butter and fish fries? Sandwich?
No.
Tastington also works great to get out of eating food you know you won't want, and it's perfect for Thanksgiving. Try it out now, Vic.
Tastington, do I want to eat Aunt Sue's cabbage casserole?
No.
Would I prefer just the turkey, crescent rolls, and potatoes, and plenty of beer and pie?
Yes.
Sorry, Aunt Sue. Tastington knows what's best for me, thanks to Blue Tongue. He's a real artificial intelligent man. Gentleman.
Tastington even makes his own.
Come on.
Come on.
Do you want me to read the copy?
I'll read it.
Well, Doug, anything else you want to tell us about Tastington?
Tastington even makes his own poopy.
So
it's fun
don't
to
like
wipe him.
The word poopy, so.
I know you don't.
I'm not offended by it. Like I'm up for shit jokes all day long.
Well, as soon as you didn't like it last week, I had to put it in.
Well, see, now we're playing a little tennis now, back and forth. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's fun to wipe him. So before you waste, get a taste with Tastington, the tasting robot from Milton Bradley. Available at all Sears and Woolworths department stores. Boy, I love jingle. And I will listen to one jingle now.
Give me a little bit of this, Doug. Give me a little bit of this. Doug. Hello.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. 5 minutes long.
It's hard to understand what's going on. What the
fuck? Keep it going.
Imagine the Tastington ad guys getting that jingle presented to them. What's happening now? What is this? What are we going to do with this? It sounds like my interview. All right, who's the city of the day, Matthew?
SK.
Hello.
Hello.
Kia ora. The city of the day is Turangi, New Zealand.
Oh, my God. What city?
Turangi.
Isn't this guy the city of the day a couple weeks ago? This guy.
Is that where the two rivers meet, the hot and the cold?
I've not been the city of the day, Tim. I was on your late night game night recently.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that, mate.
No, no, you're all good.
How you doing? What's going on over there?
Quick question. It looks like you've got a new coffee mug today, Tim. So I was wondering, handle or no handle as a preference, and what's everyone's favorite coffee brew method in the room?
Oh, okay, we can slow the show down with that conversation. I would say definitely 100% handle. I'm not doing one of these weird... I'm a handle man.
I don't know what that means.
Well, the benefit of no handle is you know it's ready to drink when you can hold it without hurting your hand.
Well, that's a good point.
But I'm going handle.
I'm a handle guy because like I don't.
They only sell handle. I mean, cups in, how do
you
find? Country.
Did you have to make your own? You have to break the handle off.
Yeah, that's
every mug I buy.
You just break it off. Okay.
Then coffee
it's
brew
better for like hand posture though compared to. If you use if you're holding it by handle, you're putting a lot of tension through your hand and forearm.
I think we'll be okay. Brew method at home, pour over, I grind the beans, try to do that the night before so we don't wake up the kids, because I get up at around 6, and pour over because I'm the only one that drinks coffee in my house, so I'm not making a big pot of coffee. All right, and we don't need to. If you want to find out what Vic and Doug do, then you can join Patreon.
I wanted to tell everybody though.
No, we don't have time.
All right,
sorry.
You guys won't believe it.
You won't believe what I do.
Yeah,
Doug, but
it would have been good for the main show.
I know that Vic is just wasting and killing the environment with some Keurigs.
Wrong. No, I don't do that.
I
suggested it
in our meeting. Listen to this.
I hate Keurig.
And I think it's time to cancel Vic.
But listen, Keurig's awful. Even Mr. Keurig himself said he hates that he made it.
Really?
He regrets it because it's so bad for the environment.
But Vic said,
shitty for coffee.
But can I speak?
I don't know.
Can I speak?
I'm on a rant now.
Oh, you got a lot of coffee in you.
I do. Not really, actually.
Yes.
You ready? Are you ready for this?
Zonk me out.
You.
In this meeting, and I'll be frank with you.
Yeah.
We were pitching ideas about cleaning this place up and we're making the guests. Because when Edie Patterson came in, it was a night show. I was embarrassed because things had gone to seed here a little bit. It's a mess. The captain was nowhere to be found. Somehow Captain had to spend the evening with his daughter because it was her birthday. One of which she'll have many of.
That's her third of the month.
I'm just kidding, but it was embarrassing. That this control room out there was so dirty. It was just a mess.
Just
no one's keeping up.
Little body walk out on.
If I'm in charge, if that's my department, please let me know so I can bill office hours for this.
But whose department is it? Is it technically Matt's?
Well,
wait,
I don't
what
know.
Department?
Just keeping the place.
It's a collective. We're a democratic organization.
Sometimes there's a dog in here, dog hair.
We're still
cleaning that up.
But anyways, we were pitching around, and Vic said, maybe we should get one of those Keurig machines. I said, why?
I was starting a conversation.
Were you making your
there's a very clear problem presented, and then Vic always manages to present a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Where? So who's gonna
the coffee situation has
the
been great.
That's the one thing that's under control.
I go out there so many times, and it's gone. It's not there. Or
well,
we
then
don't
you
have
just
any
say,
beans.
Joseph, make some more coffee.
What if it aren't any beans?
Well, we just have that 5-pound bag.
Yeah, who said that?
We're good for now. I was just trying to see what I saw at other podcasts, what they do at the professional level.
What they Nobody's doing that.
We have mugs. Oftentimes we say, take the mug with you. That's a great.
Hey, let's just wean ourselves off coffee and go to that mud water.
Matt, what's the who sent us that? Somebody sent us 5 pounds of coffee.
I know. I got a
Boy.
How is it?
Julie, it's like a woman's name, the brand.
Maybe the control room out there can tell us because it's right up there above the coffee.
Oh yeah, bring that in.
Bright Jenny coffee.
There you go.
Can you show that bag in the control room?
Now I'm getting excited.
Joseph can do weightlifting.
After there I we sing. Go.
How dare you derail our
I like
show.
How you wouldn't let us tell, you wouldn't bag, let us say our, simply say how we brew our coffee.
No, we're trying
and then
to get
we
Joseph
10
on.
Minutes
we're trying to find the coffee and
show the
Joseph.
Small one first and
well,
then show them.
There we go.
I'm making a good point that we reward people first. The guy sent us a lot of coffee. Yeah. I want to give him a shout out, a little plug.
Do you know that you can put that ground coffee into a Keurig, like a reusable Keurig thing, and then you can use it every day. Make your own little Keurig. I swear to God.
That's a good point.
Right.
That is a good point.
Thanks.
Nathaniel.
I don't know if that's a thing.
It is. I did it. 100% did it for a really? Long time. Yeah. I'd make my own Keurigs.
Again, a solution to a problem. That
you know what
exist.
I do? I go to Shell and I get a freaking styrofoam cup and I fill it up 40 ounces. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's I throw go. The shit out Shell. When I'm done. Right. Right, Tim?
I go to Valero.
I throw it out when I'm done.
Yeah.
And every next morning I'll get another one. 6 a.m.
Flying J's.
My parents are famous. A lot of parents are very famously like anti-coffee snobbery.
Whoa.
I like Folgers. I
like
care.
Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm. I like regular coffee. I don't like all this fancy coffee. I like Folgers. I like, what's it, Maxwell House.
Isn't Folgers Crystals the instant coffee?
No.
No, yeah. That's Sanka.
Remember when they swap out?
Oh,
they secretly,
Crystals.
They had those commercials where they were like, guess what?
What is this, Mike Myers coffee talk?
Guess what? That's instant coffee. We tricked you.
All right, like, folks. Oh, folks, we got a special guest. We have a special guest. Now, I got down to the studio a little early this morning, and because we were riffing on this the other week, I wanted to record a professional version of my new interview segue jingle.
Yes.
Now, I'm not really, it's not all there yet, but do you want to hear a preview?
Okay.
And then we'll talk, and that's how we,
yes.
That's how we segue into our interview with Uba Butler.
Yes.
Wanna know everything about you. Wanna know the color of your hair. Wanna know everything about you. Wanna know the why, the where.
World is listening.
The world is listening now to you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was there when you invented that.
Hello. Uba Butler. Uba Butler's here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Nice to meet you, Uba.
Lovely to meet you too.
What, Doug, you got something? No. Oh, thank you. All right. Now, you know my rule about drops during the Zoom, especially
on one.
Put your fingers up in the air like this.
Let me do one more.
Okay. Uba Butler, what a pleasure it is to have you.
Thank you. Cheers for having me.
Are you a big fan?
I can only see myself.
I can see you.
Can I see? Oh,
I spotlighted you. Sorry, I'll undo that.
Yeah, let me. I want to see you guys.
Isn't it funny? We're it feels like no one's ever gotten the hang of Zoom.
No,
it's still like day one. Uba, are you like tabloid level famous in England? Or are you still kind of under the radar?
I had the Daily Mail and the Sun wrote about who is Uba Butler and what's his
deal?
He got going on? Yeah, I had a bit of that. Had Fox News. Fox News wrote about the new show.
Oh, really?
We're getting it. All the good stuff.
But can you walk? You walk into a Nando's and not have people bother you?
Yeah.
I want to get a sense of what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, I had a yeah. I commented on a guy's fancy car yesterday we were filming.
Is there a plan for
what did he say?
Oh, sorry. I'm you're right.
No.
That was rude.
I just
bulldozed right past whatever your setup was there.
Yeah. He said, yeah, it's a nice car. I liked your program. So that was unexpected.
Yesterday, someone yelled to Tim. They said, we love office hours.
The audience knows about that.
Okay.
now, do you think, we're going to get to your show in a sec, but do you think is there a plan in place for America to get branded by you, so-called, or Gervais? Are we going to get Ali G?
Oh, my God.
Like, are they sending you over
Ambushed.
Here? Are we going to get Ambushed. Another Brit to take over our entertainment?
To cordon off the whole thing.
Cordon off our
coordinating.
One wants cordon.
You got cordon back, right?
We got cordon back. I don't know what he's doing now. He seems like he played it as well as he could. I don't know what I can say about James Corden. I don't want to talk about James Corden.
Wait, why? You've got stuff? No, I'm going to make you talk about him.
No, not like particular dirt. Remember when he tried to do the AMA on Reddit and all the answers were just like, oh, nice to meet you, James, you're a prick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the funny thing about, I don't know if I mentioned this before, the funny thing about his exit was, this is a little Hollywood crap, but it was like, he was like, I've announced that I'm ending the show and I'm going back to London so that my children can grow up in England and blah, blah, blah. And then he does this, no one really gives a shit. And then there's a story that show was losing like CBS like $200 million a year or something like that.
Shit.
So I think they were like, James, can we talk about something? If you want to wrap this up, that might be the thing to do. And if you want to do it on your own terms, that would be great. But if not, it's going to get messy. So good luck with him.
We'll look after him.
And when Reggie Watts was in here, he said they work like 3 days a week for like 3 hours a day. Like what a
fucking hell.
Well, let me explain to the audience why you're on the show right now or who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have a new documentary out. Let me ask you, is it only available in the UK or can people over here see it?
Well, we're working on that.
Okay.
I think Australia's just, we're probably going to be on Australia pretty soon, but it's on Channel 4 in the UK, which is, you know, like public service broadcasting. It's on YouTube there. I don't know. Maybe there's a way you could hide your location. Maybe.
Is it geo-blocked?
It is geo-blocked.
Okay. Well, I'll put out the link and people can watch it from the private link that you sent me. Oh
fantastic.
Yeah, we're turning the tables, brilliant. Uba. We are. But no, so people know this documentary, which I watched yesterday, is terrific, and it is. It's called the Great Amazon Heist, or is it just the Amazon Heist?
Yeah,
the Great Amazon Heist.
Yeah.
And can you tell us what you? It's basically you fucking with the Amazon and exposing Amazon to be the horrible company that we all know that they are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 18 months work. Started out as a short, and then, but basically, there's no one cares about how it comes together. The film is just, yeah, four different.
No, how did it come about?
Interesting. Tell us all about it.
Well, no, let me phrase it this way, or let me ask it to you this way. When you're, because you've done a few of these, the Shed documentary, the restaurant where you created this fake restaurant and got it to be the number one restaurant in London, even though it didn't exist. That one everyone can watch. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
How do you decide what you're going to do next? Like, what is the process? How did Amazon become the thing that you wanted to spend all that time on?
Well, I guess it was pretty hard to ignore Amazon during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I also read that book. I wanted to do something about corporate tax avoidance, and I thought that it would be really hard to do something interesting about that. And then I came up with this idea of like focusing on Amazon because they were just everywhere. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I basically tried to come up with a thing where you tie potholes in the road to tax avoidance. Yeah. Like, this is how you make it an evocative thing rather than it being something, you know, intangible. And yeah, like I made a short film with me talking to this lawyer that I wrote, directed with my friend Stan. Then actually Dave saw that.
Yeah, my Dave producing Kneebone. Partner, Dave Kneebone, yeah.
Yeah, he saw that. And then we went into Channel 4. They were like, we want an hour of this.
Nice.
And then we had to try and write it out. Like, and that was, to be honest, quite difficult. I was filling in potholes in Glendale. And then I spotted a bottle of piss at the side of the road. And that's as in the film, the opening of the film is me finding loads of bottles of piss outside an Amazon facility.
Look at that.
And then decided, like, I don't know, it's just like so indicative of, oh, here we go. Yeah.
So you find, the story is these Amazon delivery workers are so strictly monitored by Amazon and there's almost this sort of like competitive sport element to them delivering packages where there's no time for, there literally becomes no time for piss breaks.
Yeah, I mean,
bathroom breaks.
Yeah, I mean, it was genuinely, as is in the film, like I was genuinely filling in potholes with some pothole filler that I'd ordered from Amazon and illegally committed fraud and sent back sand in its place, so I got my money back so that I paid for it. Yeah. And then I spotted, genuinely as is, like I spotted a bottle of piss at the side of the road. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then it all kind of fell into place of, oh shit, this is the thing with the bottles of piss. This is, people can't get, and then we just started stopping drivers in like a, you know, affluent, I think it was like Los Feliz or something like that. And then it was like, yeah, all of them were just like, yeah, I fucking hate my job. And am I allowed to? Yeah, of course.
When you stopped the drivers, did they have their own little piss jugs with them too?
Yeah. I said, can you show me?
I mean, I mean, listen, this is not the biggest issue, but I wouldn't use one of those little bottles. I'd have like a big old Gatorade.
Yeah, I would get it. Yeah. Wide, you got to get that wide mouth.
Well, some of us don't need the wide mouth.
Right, T?
But
what it was.
let me jump to this because I feel like, well, first of all, apropos to nothing, can we put this picture of Jeff Bezos and his bride to be up? Oh, have you seen this picture?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not even married yet?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, they're getting there, though.
Yeah.
She can't. Love. She cannot wait to be the... Did that come up? Oh, look at those two.
Oh.
There was a big Vogue profile of... What's her name? Lauren Sanchez. Who's very excited to be Mrs. Jeff Bezos. The name of the headline of this Vogue article, Lauren Sanchez is Looking to the Future by Chloe Mall, and it's a disgusting piece of
good
work.
Good for her.
they're there hanging out. She found the ring at, you want to hear how she found the ring that Jeff used to propose? She found the ring at bedtime, her makeup off. When Jeff opened the box, I think I blacked out a bit, she tells me. Anyways, who cares? People are free to be happy.
What do you mean she found the ring?
Wait, she found it before he gave it to her?
I was just reading like that thing where they put the little chunk of text. But what do we do? Because, listen, have you stopped using Amazon or you continued to use Amazon?
I started the film and I was using it all the time.
Yeah.
And then I do German lessons. Yeah, there you go.
Why? Are you trying to get out of the country?
It's something that's not about work and it makes me feel better.
Nice.
So I do it. But my German teacher said, I was explaining the film I wanted to make about a year ago and she was like, well, you're a hypocrite anyway, in that very German way. And and I was just like, I've really got my back up and then realized that I was. And then over the base of the film, I stopped using them. But that's not, there's still people on the production who use it. It's not, that isn't the point. I'd hate to make a film that was like, you need to stop using Amazon.
Right.
How about, it would be better to make Amazon just be better.
Well, that's the thing is because there's something like brilliant and.
Because it's not going anywhere.
Futuristically amazing about what they do, but at the cost of this. It comes at a great cost.
I mean, they're just selling us shit that we don't need, though, for the most part. All that, like, a lot of, I've bought so much bullshit. I know, but it's very easy to the buy and impulse buy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
the nail in the coffin for me as I went and worked there, I went and worked undercover at Coventry, which is like the closest fulfillment center out. Staten Island has obviously got a union, the ALU, but there was one in Coventry, is the closest in the world outside of Staten Island to unionizing as well. I went and worked there undercover, and just the it was a shit job. I've had shit warehouse jobs when I was younger. But the thing of just the pointless shit thing is really drilled in when you're packing it. Do you know what I mean? You're like collecting all the shit. And really hurting your
big
back.
Box for like a little USB mini drive. Right. Like this box, like this
small box and a big box. Yeah. That's really annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a done. Yeah, good.
Did you piss in a jar when you had the job?
I didn't piss in a jar. I sniffed a lot of piss. And then I repackaged. What I do in the film is I repackage the piss as an energy drink called Release Energy. Get it?
It's a great scene where you guys brainstorm the name. It feels like something like we would do here, like coming up with names of energy drinks that contain piss. And they like you see them come to the realization that Release is a great name. There it is.
Yeah. Like it was, it's the world's first fully reusable energy drink. That's the idea. And we just listed it. And you can get it on the Wayback Machine. You can see the listing. It literally says like collected for the side of the road, bottles of piss. We list and like over the, you know, got it listed, bypassed all of the food and drinks licensing and made it a number one drink on Amazon.
Well, I wish people in our country could see, because it feels like it's funny to see the Amazon perspective from a British perspective or another country's, because it does feel like it's our problem. It's our embarrassment. But it is a global company that operates everywhere, I guess. I mean, I don't know where they don't operate. I'm sure they don't operate in China.
Norway.
Oh, they're banned in Norway?
Norway don't do it. They're like, you're not good enough.
Yeah. Oh, they got high standards up there. I wish I could talk to you more, but we've got this band here, Anamana Gucci. We got to give them time. And we've just got, but I'm so, I'm so proud of it because I guess I'm associated with this documentary.
Yeah. Your dad's at the end of it. It's on the.
I know. It's an absolutely title. Production, folks.
It's a bigger title card than me.
Oh, shit. Well, there's nothing I could do about that. So if you live we've got a nice little British contingent of office hours. I'm sure they've seen it already. If they're listening to me, they're all hip. They get it. But. So you're still working on a U.S. release?
Yeah, ongoing. See what happens. Everyone's scared because most of them are like, oh, yeah, Amazon are our biggest advertiser. And you're like,
okay. Yeah, it's true. Fuck. Can we just put it out? Can you just put it out, like, if it comes to that? You don't want to do that.
There'll be a point where it makes more sense, right? Than people just not being able to see it.
Well, if it comes down to it, get in touch with us and maybe we could figure out a clever way of doing it where it's like a pay-per-view kind of thing, Matt.
Just get a VPN, right?
Well, no, I'm saying we could do a premiere night and just like have people pay and you can make a little money.
That'd be amazing, yeah. We was in New York the other week filming something else, actually with Dave as well, new project, and you obviously by proxy. There was a lot of people in New York who had been using VPNs. So I don't want to tell anyone to grammar out to suck eggs, but you know, you already said it.
Well, you know, it's funny. This band came in to start sound checking, and one of the guys in the band said that he met you yesterday or a couple days ago. Who said that? Which one of you?
It was our sound engineer.
Our sound engineer. And he said you won't remember do you remember meeting somebody at a bar?
Don't you have, is it pleading the fifth?
Yes, you can plead the fifth.
You have something? Yeah. Thank you. I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, maybe, sorry. Yeah, that's right. You are a known teetotaler, but this is not the case. You're a...
He's a peetotaler.
Well, Uba, I'm so pleased to talk to you. And if you're ever on the West Coast, would you please get in touch with me and we can get a drink?
Yeah, not get a drink. We're gonna go and drink herbal tea. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love that.
All right. Thank all you. The best, and thank you, and congratulations on the film. It's a great piece of work.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye, Uba.
Tim, Uba had to contact me to get on this show. You know that?
No.
That's how it happened.
Dave contacted me.
No.
Vic, you're out of line.
you didn't know.
Wait a minute.
No one could get in touch with you.
Is this true?
Uba, did you
write
you?
Sorry, unmute.
You wrote Vic, right?
I tried it all.
Oh, okay.
Never mind me on this show.
See that? I'm the only one.
Did you contact me?
No, I was too scared.
Of course. Why would you be scared? I'm a puppy dog.
I went Vic. I went Dave. I went all the angles I could. And look, we're here.
Listen,
who is that? Who's that sample?
No.
Oh, that's
Mick Jagger. It's Mick Jagger. Yeah, sorry.
What the hell's going on? We're gonna get next time you're in LA, you'll be in studio. How about that?
Oh, love that.
All right.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Uba and Vic.
Cheers.
You know, there's so much stuff that I don't claim responsibility for, which I could.
Right.
I could spend all the whole show.
I'll take responsibility for that, though.
I'm going to take responsibility for what's about to start.
That's true. So,
why is it taking so long to, you know, get them in here? Not to get them started, but just to get them in here. Oh my God. I'll just hit myself.
They don't live here.
Nick's all hopped up today.
I'm all hopped up. I'm anxious and stressed.
So it is. We are running a tight ship today, thanks to the captain being back in the captain's chair.
Down to the minute.
We have, and we're going to talk to them. I think we're going to do it this way. We're going to talk to them after the show. I'm going to talk to them privately after the show.
That is the captain.
But in studio, we are so pleased to finally have the legends and Amanoguchi in the studio. And they're going to play us a song, and we're going to take a break. God damn it, don't you know we need it? And then we're going to return to talk to Anna Amanoguchi, talk about so much more. I want to talk about Laura Loomer, that nightmare.
They can play my game that I put together, which is Guess the Thanksgiving
Doug's got
dish.
A slideshow that's been killing it. And you along. Saw me last week lose it. Like, I was crying laughing at Doug's slideshow last week. We're going to get another one of those. Hopefully he's... Well, how many slides do you have?
We're going to let him ride.
Let's keep it at 10.
There's not too many. There's not 20.
I think we cap it at 10.
There's a fun break video, too, you might enjoy.
And a break video from who knows who. We don't know who does these. We are going to look into who does our break videos after the break. We'll be back after Anna Amanoguchi and these words. Join patreon.com/officehourslive to find an hour more of the show and all sorts of great things. See you in a few.
I might sneak out. Is that okay? Yes.
Thank you.
piece of junk and buy a new one. Oh, now you're an expert on cars.
Hello all, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, The Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehourslive right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down.